Hello everyone, let's go for a demo, shall we? Low-pass fade in Reaper, a feature that came out with Reaper 7.48. Now, if you remember older songs, many of them ended up with fade-outs. And in a lot of cases, especially the high frequencies, were present till the very end of the fade. Most recently, fades kept being used in songs, and now they are much more creative because we are in the era of DJ sessions, quick mixes, electronic music, and so on. And of course, we have much more control over frequencies and other aspects of the audio. Okay, now let's very quickly show you what low-pass fade is. And as the name implies, you can understand that the fade has a low pass. That means that the high frequencies in the fade are rolled off or even eliminated progressively through the fade. Now, I have an 8-bar loop here in Reaper, and I will play it for you. And intentionally, I chose something that has a very, very great amount of high frequencies. Now, let's begin by doing the traditional fade. Select the item.
1toz.wav.
And now I will pick bar 5.
Jump to time. Bar 5 beat 10%.
And what I had to do, simply, would be press Ctrl, Alt, and O.
One item faded out from cursor.
And that's what happens. Nothing really fancy, nothing new. Let's undo this now.
Undo fade items from cursor.
Make sure that I have the item selected.
1toz.wav bar 1.
Pick bar 5 again.
Jump to time. Bar 5 beat 10%.
Now let's go to item properties. Applications key.
Contexto menu.
Down arrow.
Item settings submenu. I.
Another down arrow until I reach.
Item properties. P.
Item properties. Enter.
Media item properties, toz.wav janela length, fade in.
Now I will tab until I reach the fade out menu.
Okay bot, group op, item length, time dis, fade in, shape, fade out length, EDO selezionato 0.00.
I will not change any of these parameters, but we have control over
fade out length,
the length of the fade,
fade out curve, EDO,
the curve,
fade out shape, bot O,
and the shape. Now, let's do the shape control. Press spacebar to enter a context menu.
Contexto menu.
And up arrow, because it's the shorter way to get there.
Low pass fade, L.
And here it is, the low pass fade. Enter.
Media item properties, TOZ.
Now shift tab until I get to the button apply.
Fade, group op, item, OK, take name ED, apply bot O. Unsaved project Reaper v7.51. Track view.
Now, if you remember, I'm on bar 5. Now, the only thing I have to do is Ctrl-Alt-O to do the fade out again.
One item faded out from cursor.
Let's hear it. Oh, yes. As you can hear, the high frequencies have been faded out together with the rest of the sound. It's not very natural here because, you know, the example I chose is a bit rough, but you can understand what a low-pass fade is. Let's now try the fade in. Ctrl-Z to undo
fade
all this.
Undo changed item properties.
And now I have the same item as previously. Make sure I select it.
1toz.wav bar 1.
That's something I do always. Pick bar 5.
Jump to bar 5 beat 10%.
Go to item properties.
Contexto item properties. P. Media item properties. toz.wav.
Now let's pick up fade in.
Okay. Grupo position. Item length. Time display. Fade in length. EDO selezionato 0.
And once again, I'm using tab to navigate through the window, and I'm not changing any of these values. I just will try to do the fade in.
Fade in curve EDO. Fade in shape bot O.
And I'll do the same. press the spacebar to enter the context menu on the fade in shape button.
Contexto menu.
And I will choose the same.
Low pass fade, L.
Low pass fade.
Media item properties, TOZ.
Now shift tab until the apply button.
Item, O, take, apply bot O. Unsaved project Reaper V7.
Now I will press Alt Control I.
One item faded into cursor.
One item faded into cursor. Now let's listen from the beginning.
Bar 1.
Let's repeat the fade out again and see the result.
1TOZ.WAV bar 1. Jump to bar 5 beat 1.
Now.
Context. Item properties. P. Media item properties.
Let's do the fade out. So we are starting with the fade in and then the fade out.
Okay. Item. Time. Fade. Fade in. Fade. Fade out. Fade out curve. E. Fade out shape. Bot O. Contexto menu. Low pass fade. L. Media item properties. TOZ dot.
Apply.
Fade. 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 Group op. Item. Item. Okay. Bot. Take name. Apply bot. Unsaved project.
And now Control Alt O.
One item faded out from cursor.
Let's pick bar 1 and hear from the beginning.
Bar.
Cool, isn't it?